church. Many things have happened since then. Clovis was a town or a city of about 100 people as I remember it now. As I look over this audience here today, I see my old friend Dr. Tom Smith, our old friend Mr. A.W. Scudder, Mr. Witherspoon, and several others who did their best to do all they could to make Clovis what it is today. My experience in the 48 years that I have been here has taught me this. Cities are made by the people who live in them. Way back down to when this was first created, this town of Clovis, this was Roosevelt County. We had to go to Potales, that is our county seat. There was some managing done by certain people, and finally there was a county created here. Then there had to be a battle to see what would happen to get a county seat. Clovis won that county seat. It's a great story. If you can get the true story, I haven't got time to tell you about it today, but it cost money and effort. I participated in that. I think I bought the first wheat that was ever shipped out of Clovis. A farm that I was interested in shipped hogs out of here for years and years. I helped Mr. John Young create the sale barn down here. I think some of my firm and some of the other people had something to do with the first cattle that's ever fed in this country. This is a wonderful country. This is a great town. My good old friend Jim Bickler, when he come here and first married, we took him over there and gave him kind of a chivalry. He was Italian every last night after me to help do something about the school. I never voted to go to school by this year in my life, never expected it. Oh, no, he wanted the schoolhouse. He got it. One time he called me up and he said, Case, I'll tell you something. He said, there's so few voters going after this election, I don't believe we're going to get enough to make the bars legal, even if they do vote for it. I said, all right, I'll go out this afternoon and help to get a few more votes. We did. I never failed Jim. I don't intend to fail this brother. Now, friends, of all the achievements that I've helped to do, be what part I played, little or big, I want to say one thing. My son is a graduate of Clovis High School. I'm sorry today that he can't be here. I wish this ground break. Now, friends, of all the things that I've ever done in this country, I think more of this one achievement than any other thing that I have ever done. I am proud of that I was able to let the school board have this land. I appreciate it. I think it is a wonderful place for a schoolhouse. A lot of people will condemn that bit because I say schoolhouse. You know, I was educated up in Kansas in a little old schoolhouse about 26 feet wide and 50 feet long, and that teacher in there taught from the ABCs to raise higher entity. These great big schoolhouses to me, I think a lot of these people must be educated. There's more of them day by day. Clovis is still going to make a larger city, a bigger city. You just as well get ready to buy more ground and build more schoolhouses. I thank you.
That was the late Cash Ramey at the 1955 groundbreaking ceremony for the new Clovis High School.
Pioneers. We love the privilege of being a citizen on this great land of ours. And we're celebrating this year our 60 years as statehood. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the 60 years you've given us. It's been wonderful years. We have a wonderful state we're proud of. And we're proud that we can be citizens and we can pray and thank our Lord for his goodness. He saved up this country for some good reason. He wanted good people to be here and to carry on his work at this particular time. We do want to thank you, Lord, for the occasion that brings us as pioneers. We want our patriotism to be renewed, and we want our love for each other to be renewed, our fellowship together. We want to eat together. We want to thank the good women who prepared the food for us.
That was the late Governor A.W. Hockenhull of Clovis at the 1972 Curry County Fair on Pioneer's Day. The preceding was a talk with Tom Pendergrass about the rally switch days, taped in 1972 with Don McAuley.